When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Welcome back, Connor Happer. Josh Johnson with you. The Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Day baseball on our television. It does not involve the Detroit Tigers.
Not yet.
Not yet, anyway. But we have some AL Central. We can't miss our AL Central. Twins and Mariners going on right now.
I'm sorry, the Tigers have the day off.
What the hell? I thought they played 190 games every year. they were all at 1 o'clock. Some of them were at 11 o'clock in the morning. Speaking of baseball, Jake Eisenberg will join us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and I'll get to geek out about the Royals for a little while.
Many people have come to the Connor Happer Show and said, Connor, have you seen the Royals? Have you heard about the Royals?
Do you think they have good? A chance? Are they good?
Have a chance?
We'll talk to Beach Man Jake Eisenberg, who is out in L.A. to play the Royals, play the Mike Troutless and Anthony Rendonless Angels.
And it's on FS1 tonight.
Is it really? Is Coogler doing it?
I don't know.
Interesting. So are they on Bally Wally tonight then? Or is it?
I believe they would still be on Bally, yes.
How anything works anymore. Either way, you can't watch it because it's Major League Baseball and you're not allowed to. How about some hype for the day?
I love hype.
Tom Fornelli has put out his Big Ten post-spring power rankings. All of the teams in the Big Ten power ranked.
Okay, Josh. Okay. Right. Now we're doing something.
Because you don't know the answer to this, I don't think. I don't think you've read the story.
I don't read Tom Fornelli, Connor.
I know, just and I'm an elitist. If you were to set an over-under where Nebraska would be ranked in the 18-team Big Ten heading into the fall, where do you think that number would be? Or maybe I'll just make it easier. Just say guess a number. Where do you think they are?
Seven.
Seven is exactly correct. So the general consensus is that if you tier it out, it kind of goes like this. Ohio State and Oregon are at the top. And you really could probably say Ohio State gap Oregon, like small gap
small
Oregon.
Gap, yeah.
And then big gap.
Yes.
And then you go into some mix of Penn State, probably had a significant advantage given that the college football playoff has expanded. Yeah. The way it has.
I feel like them and Ole Miss are the two teams that are like, we're going to be great now.
We're never going to win the Texas A&M has been that team in the past.
Yeah.
We're never going to win the conference, but man, we could be a top 10 team every single year. Mm-hmm. Penn State's in a good spot. They're number four. Michigan gets the nod at number three, although they have many questions, as was mentioned.
I think almost everybody feels like, okay, yeah, start them at three. They will not end there.
They have a really good defense still. They got a lot back on their defense this year. Mm-hmm. USC is in at number five. They have questions, including at quarterback. Washington is in at number six, coming off their national championship game appearance. They have questions. New coach, Kalen DeBoer, took everything he possibly could with him. And now Jed Fish comes along from Arizona. So basically, that's where you get into these programs. I trust them, but they have relatively major questions, maybe with the exception of Penn State. Maybe Penn State would be above the rest of them at this point. And then there is a giant grab bag after that. And Tom Fornelli has decided to put Nebraska on top. I have a question for you after this, so bear with me. But here is his little blurb on Nebraska.
Okay.
We've reached the portion of these rankings where you can toss these teams into a lottery ball machine, pick a random order, and nearly all would be defensible.
That's
defensible,
fair.
Excuse me. I'm putting Nebraska at the top, not because it's an annual tradition to get Husker fans hopes up, but because the addition of Dylan Raiola gives this offense a ceiling I'm not sure anyone else in this group has. A lot will have to go right in order for this to be the case. True freshman quarterbacks typically don't come out guns a-blazing, but if Raiola lives up to his potential, this may be a surprise team. At a minimum, it should finally get back to a bowl game. And that is where I started to think about the... I mean, that's a question that I hadn't really thought about, because we've spent a lot of the last couple weeks, spring ball and then post-spring ball now, thinking about ceiling, right?
We've been dreaming.
We've been dreaming a little bit.
Sky high.
This is now the time to dream. Phil Steele's magazine goes to press in a month. We're at the end of the month. We've talked a lot about 8, 9, 10 win ceiling, whatever it may be, wherever you may fall into that category. I think probably everybody would say for ceiling, it falls somewhere in there, one of those numbers, 8, 9, or 10. But what I have not thought much about yet is their floor. What's Nebraska's floor? If you respond to this and if you send in a text right now that says, well, Connor, they could win zero games. They could go 0-12. That's the floor.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, don't do that. don't do that.
I was thinking people were going to come at us and go, oh, 16-20 the zone again, poo-pooing on Nebraska.
Oh, no, I'm not. This will be another little sip of Animal Crossing Capri Sun, a little Kool-Aid.
Cheers.
Look at Josh. Yeah, we're going to squeeze that thing. He's actually drinking a Capri Sun right now, by the way. Theater of the mind.
Little ASMR, a Capri Sun.
Disgusting. What's their floor? What is the path for Nebraska to not get to a bowl game this year? Is there a path for Nebraska to not get to a bowl game this year? How thin is that path?
Injury, Connor.
And how triggered will you be if Nebraska doesn't get to a bowl game? I'd say if Nebraska doesn't get to a bowl game, we have reached the point. This is, once again, preseason talk. We don't know how it's going to unfold. Mm-hmm. If Nebraska fails to win 6 games this year, I would say that we are probably looking at major problems. Major problem? Is that too strong?
No, they
need to get to a bowl game. They need to get to a bowl game. And it's not like that, because I've graduated from that. That's not even my thing going into this year. Oh, they need to get to a bowl game because they need all the extra practices and this and this. It's like, no, they're gonna get to a bowl game.
Yeah.
They're gonna get to a bowl game. And if they don't, it's a gigantic disappointment. Last year it was they gotta get to a bowl game, and if they don't, maybe they fall one win short and we'll all, you know, the sun will rise tomorrow. And that's exactly what happened. Because Matt Rhule's going in, you know, he was year one. We know about Matt Rhule in year ones. Year two, there is pretty much every single time a massive jump. And so will the massive jump stay around? Will they increase from 5 to 9? Will they increase just from 5 to 6? But I think Nebraska's going to a bowl game. But I hadn't really thought much about the question yet of what Nebraska's floor is. So I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say and think about that.
If they don't make a bowl game, there will be a segment of the fan base, albeit a small one, that says
it's time to fire him.
Fire Matt Rhule. Yes. 100%. Never liked that. Never was a fan of the hire to begin with.
Would they be right about that? Would they have a point?
It depends on how it looks. Yeah. Right?
Depends on matchups, Josh?
Yeah.
Like the NCAA tournament?
Right.
I mean,
it depends on guard play, really.
saying it right now, not knowing how it looks, if those people were to come out of the woodwork at the end of the season, I don't think they'd be alone, first of all. And I'd be like, yeah, I guess you got a point. That was bad. I don't know how it ended up that way. We got a tweet here from Jack John.
Hi, Jack John.
No longer Dr. Jack John Bracketology.
Oh.
Bracketology is canceled.
Career change for Jack John.
On the JTech Constructions on Twitter feed. Floor is 5, and many of things would need to go bad in order for that to happen.
I agree with 5 as the floor. I don't know how it's possible, but with the ghosts of Nebraska football, I feel like 5 is possible.
South Carolina Texter back again after making fun of the Bear and sister act films.
Tell us your name, Texter.
It might be in here somewhere. I just haven't renamed this person. Yeah, go ahead. We want to name you.
I like this person.
South Carolina Texter. Gentlemen, every year I constantly drink the off-season Husker Kool-Aid. I just gulp it. But this year feels different. With
it does. It does.
This year feels different. Have we said that before? I can't recall. Swift writes in, really didn't know it was possible for Nebraska to go 3-9, but Frost proved me wrong. Always thought the floor was 6 wins growing up. Yeah, I always say this thing that that triggers Steve Sipple greatly because he was such a Frost honk, and I was trying to, you know, at a certain point, I was just trying to trigger him. But I was always like, Sipple, like, winning 7-8 games at Nebraska ain't that hard. And I say that because Sipple's response is always like, well, you're doing such a disservice to all the coach. Like, I say that with all due respect to
other coaches get paid too.
To coaches and how hard they work and whatever it might be. But, like, I expect Nebraska's coach to figure out how to at least get to that point. Mm-hmm. At least get to that point. And so I was disappointed when last year Nebraska was 5-3 and they failed to get to 6 wins. That felt like, you know, I felt like we were adjusting and we're still in the process of that, getting back to normalcy where Nebraska should just be expected to win 8 games every single year. And that is the floor. That's not the floor for this team. I want to be clear about that. But I find it, maybe we'll bookmark this and we'll save it for a cold, cold November day, December day or something like that. But I find it very, very difficult to believe that Nebraska, it would be hard to explain Nebraska not going to a bowl game this year. So I'll say the floor is 6.
Okay.
I'll say the floor is 6. And I don't know what the ceiling is. Maybe it's 8. Maybe it's 9. 10 seemed maybe far-fetched.
10.
Things would have to go really, really right in order for that to happen.
Really, really wrong for others.
Yeah, but you see how this is working now. The range is getting tighter. Last year, the range was like, I don't know. They could win 8. They could also win 2. Matt Rhule sucks in his first year. Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
And, of course, they were, you know, smack dab in the middle of that. I think the range is getting a little bit smaller, which is a positive sign for the program. And I do think we need to get back into the process of adjusting our brains into the idea that Nebraska should win, should, this is what he always got mad about too, roll out of bed and get 8 wins.
It's called,
with all due respect to how hard everybody works,
stability.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I think we've checked the box of, like, how hard the coaching staff works, so that's good. Like, it's not going to be for a lack of effort, that's for sure.
Ed Foley's in Omaha right now.
Oh, where is he? Where is he today?
He went to high school. Let me see if I can remember this off the top of my head. Elkhorn.
Nice.
Creighton Prep.
Boo.
I forgot the other two.
Sorry.
I thought I'd get closer. I'm sorry. It was during the crossover, so I didn't bring it up.
That's all right. I don't need to go look at his Twitter page yet today, but...
Buena Vista and Ron Colley.
Okay, there you go. Very nice. I think Nebraska is going to... Nebraska's going to a bowl game, guys. Pack your bags. It just depends on how warm they're going. I realize that Connor Happer said that in late October of 2023. And
yeah, remember when you booked your tickets?
Was made to look like an idiot. I did book those tickets. I knew that they were extremely refundable.
Remember how they went 0-for after that?
I do, but I will ask you a remember in return, Josh. Do you remember when their quarterback was Chuba?
Chuba. I do remember.
He's
the
not
Chuba
the
era.
He's not the quarterback anymore. I don't know if you've heard this.
I have seen this. I have heard about this.
They have a Dylon now. And by the way, happy birthday, Dylon. Have you
Dylon.
Seen this? It's Dylan Raiola's birthday.
Wow.
He must be 19 today.
Dylon.
Happy birthday, Dylan Raiola.
Because I spit hot fire.
And to celebrate, you will get a nice gift suite from whichever bowl game Nebraska goes into this year. It'll be a little bit late. Sorry for the belated gift.
But it'll get there. Don't worry.
It is Chris, by the way, from South Carolina.
Hi, Chris.
With that schedule, the ceiling is 10, the floor is 5 or 6, depending on if injuries happen. Okay, but hear me out on this one, too, and we got to get the Bruns.
No injuries.
No. Let's say, please God, you know, fingers crossed on this one, that this does not happen. Let's say in Nebraska's fourth game of the year, Dylan Raiola goes down with an injury, and he is unable to return for the rest of the year.
Damn you, Brett Bielema.
People are looking at me. They're like, don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I know. We're trying to get the announcer's jinx out of the way.
Bookmark.
Let's say that happens. I still think Nebraska's floor is 6.
Whoa!
They turned the ball over 31 times last year and won 5 games and lost 100, like, and they lost 4 more by 1 point. They're going to win 6 games. They're better all around. Even the guy that they would put in at quarterback, who is not Dylan Raiola, Heinrich Harburg, he'll be better. They're winning 6 games.
We're going to the Duke's Mayo Bowl, everybody.
At least the share of the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Michael Bruns is next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.